It's All Things Considered. I'm Mary Williams. Coming up, we'll hear from our art hounds, but first, the weekly conversation on the arts. Night of Arrows is a band of one. Singer and songwriter Dave Kaczynski writes the lyrics and melodies and plays all the instruments, electric and acoustic guitars, bass, and drums, on his self-produced albums. His home studio in Jeffersonville acts as a kind of therapist's couch, a safe space to pour out pain, sadness, and loss, and give words and sound to difficult emotions through his raw, spare music. Recently, I sat down with Kaczynski in VPR's Colchester Studios to talk about their creative process and how he uses today's technology to write, record, and release full albums from home, and how he hopes his songs resonate with others and can help those dealing with similar feelings. First, thanks for coming in. You've written and performed and recorded and produced and released three albums, all on your own. So wouldn't it be easier to have other band members carry the weight? Why do you do it all on your own?
I was in a band for a long time back in Michigan, and it was great. And we recorded an album, and at our CD release show, that was the last show we played. We broke up after that. Everybody had a different idea of where they wanted to go with the music. And when I started doing music by myself, it was just basically me and my acoustic guitar. And as I learned and got better and started getting more involved in the music that I'm making, it became more complex. And when I'm writing a song, I have the sound in my head. Like, I know how it's going to sound. I know how I want it to sound. And when you start adding other people into the mix, you lose that, you know? Whether you like my music or not, it's all about what I wanted it to sound like. So it's staying true to me.
So how often are you thinking about song lyrics?
Constantly. And some songs I pull poetry and song lyrics from songs that I wrote 10, 12, 15 years ago.
To me, many of your songs and lyrics sound very intense. Is that intentional? And can you talk about that?
It's a vent. It is my frustration, it's my pain, it's my sadness, it's all that emotion that you can't just go around and talk to people about, you know? I mean, you can pay somebody $100 an hour to sit and listen to you, but they're not going to get it. You know, somebody listening to it on their stereo might get it. And it's, I don't know, it's just easier for me to sit in a room by myself and write these songs and record them. It's my own therapy.
Got a sinking feeling, worst yet to come.
It's a way to get things off my chest and out of my head. As far as people listening to it and what I want them to get out of it, you know, if a person can listen to the entire album and hear one song or one line of lyrics or one guitar riff that gives them some kind of emotional response, then I've done my job. I want people to relate listening to the music because they might be feeling something like that and not be able to talk to their friends or family or coworkers about what's going on in their life. But if they hear this song, they hear somebody else being, you know, kind of beat down and, you know, emotionally distraught, they can relate to that. And it can be kind of their vent listening to it.
Do you feel relief when you've finished an album?
Yeah, it is definitely a relief, and it's a sense of pride as well. I mean, like, ooh, look at my new baby, you know, like I made this and it didn't take me 9 months. You know, it's relief, you know, with the music I make, being as emotional as it is, dealing with those emotions the whole time you're recording and writing, you kind of revisit all of that and you draw from that emotion and whatever else you were feeling. And it's draining. You know, it's not just physically draining being there doing it, but it's draining feeling it all over again.
How does an unsigned local musician get a finished album to listeners and fans?
A lot of the time, I give a lot of them away. You know, I don't do it to make money. I have two of my albums on SoundCloud. I mean, if that technology wasn't there, you wouldn't hear any albums from me. You know, I might be playing some live shows, but I mean, you would never be able to go onto the internet and hear Night of Arrows.
And you said you're not a singer and songwriter to make money. Why is making music important to you?
It's the emotional vent, the release, the nurturing of a thought, an idea, and making it your own. And hopefully having somebody else hear it and say, I get it.
Wanna hold your hand and tell you it's all right, but I might be lying.
You can hear Night of Arrows at bpr.net.
Where we go so wrong.